Fire Chief responds saying it's unfamiliar with Spano's complaints but insists safety is a priority. Spano cites what he says is the company's appalling lack of preparation for an eventual emergency and lack of commitment to safety. In Yonkers, police stop a mugging in progress on a city street. Happened in Getty Square. Cops say Vince Buford of the Bronx was carrying a gravity knife when he tried to rob a 49-year-old man. The weapon has been recovered and cops nabbed Buford before he could flee. The victim wasn't injured. A Mount Vernon woman is counting her blessings after surviving that car plunge into the Bronx River in Yonkers days earlier. Debbie John Samuels says she slipped on some leaves, hit a guardrail, and went full speed head-on into the water. She managed to open the car's back door and held onto the car's roof before she was rescued by Eastchester firefighter Joseph Iamonico. Samuels works at a White Plains nursing home. She has a 3-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter. WFAS News Time 6:05, Road Check Time, with Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
Tap and Tee got a busy ride as you make your way north into Rockland. Heading south, not too bad as you make your way to Tarrytown. Plus, no backups at the Tarrytown Toll Plaza. West on 287, slow, heading into White Plains. Your update is brought to you by Carfax. That used car you're buying smell a little fishy? It may have been damaged in a flood. These cars are rotting from the inside out, and they're just not safe. Ask a car dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report, or go to Carfax.com. For a check in your forecast, we check back in with the WFAS Weather Center.
We have some cold weather arriving for tonight, right through the weekend. Tonight, breezy at times, clear skies. Temperatures will dip to about 25 to 30 degrees. Now, bright sunshine returns for tomorrow. A nice day coming up, but on the chilly side, 40 to 45. Scattered clouds, very cold Friday night in the mid-20s. Sunshine, chilly for Saturday with some late-day clouds near 40. And we have some wintry precipitation for Sunday. Snow mixing with sleet and rain in the upper 30s. This is meteorologist Kevin Hoppler from the WFAS Weather Center.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Tonight we've got two very special guests. We've got Stephanie Russo. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Bernie.
And we've got Judy Katzen.
Hi, Bernie.
And they're from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. It's great to have you guys on the show again.
Thank you.
Now, these are old pros. They've been on the show once, and now they're experts, right?
Yeah.
All right. So just for the benefit of our listeners, ladies, give us a brief history of how CPW got started.
Okay. Cerebral Palsy of Westchester was started in 1949, and it was started by Marty Osterer. And the Osterers actually saw an article in a local newspaper for a child who needed some medical services at St. Agnes Hospital. And Marty Osterer actually answered this ad and began transporting this child to therapy appointments. And the child had cerebral palsy. And from there, she realized a great need in Westchester that a lot of children were in the same position and needed services. And that's really how our agency began and grew to servicing children and adults. And today, we service thousands of children and adults with cerebral palsy and other developmental disabilities in Westchester County.
Now, Marty didn't have a child with CP?
No, she did not. And it was just a passion of hers after, you know, doing this volunteer experience and, you know, really engaged her husband and the other local businesses in the community to really get donations and start this program.
So it started out like a mom-and-pop shop, just collecting donations, and it's grown into what it is today?
Absolutely, a $20 million agency.
Now, I heard you mention, Stephanie, that you provide services to kids who don't have cerebral palsy. How does that work?
Well, we service people with any developmental disability. It could be from autism to mental retardation to Down syndrome. So we just do not limit our services to people with cerebral palsy.
What kinds of services are provided?
Well, we serve a lot of different people with a lot of different options. We have a residential program that has individuals in group living situations as well as in apartments throughout the community. Some individuals live by themselves, some individuals live with two or three other people, and then we have some larger group homes as well. We have a day program that's located primarily on our Rybrook campus, and that serves about 250 people through what we call our day habilitation program. We also have a vocational program that serves about another 65 people. And in the VOC program, we have a sheltered employment program. We provide support employment, job placements out in the community. We do evaluations and different assessments in a variety of different areas, including clerical areas and porter maintenance and really preparing anybody for any type of job in the community. We offer service coordination. We provide respite services. We have a school program and a preschool program. We have our summer camp program called Jimmy Vijar Day Camp. We have a new program that started called Saturday Explorers, which is a Saturday recreation program for children with autism. We have a wheelchair basketball team. We provide daycare for both disabled and non-disabled children. We have programs and services for individuals with traumatic brain injury. And we also have animal therapy. We have a Pioneer Social Club that serves about 300 adults with disabilities and offers a whole range of different recreation services for them. We have our respitality program that I think we'll talk more about. And we also have our home service program that's funded through the New York State Elks. And we also have a new program that just got up and running called LecoTech, which is an approach to play and involves teaching the entire family how to play with their child with a disability.
That's a lot of services.
Yeah.
Let's just break it down one by one if we can. The day program, what's that?
Well, the day program is works with individuals in a variety of areas. We work to teach more independence in activities of daily living. We also find it very important to get the guys out in the community and, you know, be able to participate in everything that the community has to offer. So during the day, the people that we work with are in and out, you know, doing different activities, whether it be arts and crafts activities or educationally based activities on our site and in Rybrook, and then bring them out into the community where they can participate in everything that's offered there.
Are these basically higher functioning kids?
No. We serve individuals with the most profound disabilities who some may need to get positioned throughout the day and out of their wheelchairs and onto mats. And that would be a big portion of their day. A lot of individuals have need assistance with eating and might have problems with swallowing, so we work very carefully, clinically, to make sure that all the needs are being served. And then we have some people who are very able and much, as we call, higher functioning and are able to work and really be involved with volunteering in the community as well.
Okay, so that's the day program. Tell us about the group home programs that you have.
Sure. We have four group homes.
Where are they located?
White Plains and New Rochelle and in Rybrook.
And these are houses?
They're houses.
On residential streets,
yes.
That are owned by whom?
Some are owned by State of New York through Office of Mental Retardation.
Right, so, you have to get permission and deal with regulations from OMRDD.
Right.
And the others?
The others are owned by us. So
by CPW. Okay.
Right.
And tell me, what happens at the group home? What's the function?
Well, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week situation. So we have 24-hour staffing. And individuals' total care is provided from activities of daily living, getting them up, getting them dressed, showering, bathing, eating, and then just recreation, leisure activities that, you know, people, when they go home, they want to relax. So we provide a full range of activities in the home, and then they get out and do things on weekends that, you know, you and I would like to do, going out to restaurants or, you know, going shopping or, you know, getting your hair and your nails done.
Well, I'll pass on that.
So, yeah, they're, you know, it's a typical home-like setting.
And how many people are in each home?
We have, in our apartment program, which is in White Plains, we have two individuals in most of the apartments, and then we have one apartment with three people. And our group homes have...
It's about 10 to 12 individuals.
Yeah, so they're about 10 to 12 in the group homes.
Okay, and you said there's 24/7 help, so somebody could get a phone call at 10:30 at night and they need to run over there?
Well, it's 24/7 on location, so there's staff there at all times.
And these people who work there, what kind of training do they get?
Well, we provide really intensive training to all of our staff. They get we provide them training in CPR and first aid and an overview of developmental disabilities, and we train our staff in how to pass medications and care for people physically in terms of, you know, how to lift, how to transfer, a whole host of...
And the people who live in these homes, are they people who don't have family, or are they people who are no longer able to live at home?
Some people do have family and are families that are very involved with keeping up with the lives of their family members. We have people who, you know, whose parents have possibly passed away or no longer have family contact. But it really is the, quite a range of family involvement.
But mostly adults with disabilities.
All adults in our residential program.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something else called the VOC program. I assume that's short for vocational, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Sure. Our vocational program consists of a couple of different things. We have what we call a supported employment program, where we get jobs for individuals out in the community. And one of the questions I'm often asked is, what kind of a job can a person with a disability do? And the answer really is, you know, anything that you would think anybody can do, with a disability can do. And so we have individuals with bachelor's degrees but are just very severely physically challenged, doing things like, you know, IT, information technology, working with computers, but just need adaptations in order to make the work environment work for them. We also have what we call enclaves, and we work in one of the churches in White Plains. We clean the church for them a couple of times a week, so we have a group of about six individuals who go out to the church. We have a porter maintenance program in-house, where we pay individuals and teach them how to clean and, you know, and basic doing porter maintenance type tasks, with the goal of getting them jobs out in the community. So we do a lot of training with the goal of community placement.
A lot of good work going on, and we're going to get to some of the other services that are provided by CPW right after we take a short break. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren, and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks, the founding partner of the law firm Littman Crooks, with offices right here in White Plains and Dutchess County in New York City. And we're speaking with Stephanie Russo and Judy Katzen from CPW, Cerebral Palsy of Westchester, about the fine services that are available. And we've been talking about the day program, the group homes, and the vocational program. And then, Judy, you mentioned the service coordinators. Tell me about what they do.
Service coordinators are really the key of the organization that brings everything together. They provide services to families who need to get information about services that are available out in the community. So they coordinate everything. They're the case managers. They hook families and individuals up with different programs that are out there and help people deal with entitlements and get through the systems and really help families negotiate our craziness in terms of what it takes to get services for somebody with a disability.
So they're sort of like the quarterback of the football team.
They are. That's a good way to put it.
All right. And then you mentioned the respite program. Is that different from the respitality?
It's a little bit different. Yeah, it's really a funding difference. The respite program is funded through what we call family support dollars through the Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. And respite is provided in a family member's home so that the family can then go out and take care of any errands or anything that they need to do without having to worry about caring for their child or adult with a disability. Respite could also be in the house while the family's there and just give the parent an opportunity to, you know, whether it be do laundry or clean the house or cook dinner, but at least have somebody, another pair of hands at home in order to keep an eye on things. Respitality is a little bit different, and Stephanie can talk about a respitality program.
Stephanie, you still there?
I'm here. Our respitality program is pretty unique because it's based on donations from area hotels. And what happens is a family member could sign up that they want to become part of the respitality program, and they get put on a list, and the list rotates. So 1 month, one family member may be eligible, and it could be a donated room from the Arrowwood Hotel in Rybrook, or it could be a room from the Marriott in Tarrytown. So we have different area hotels that will participate yearly, and we'll give a certain number of rooms for our families. So it's really based on a rotating schedule, and what will happen is the parents or whoever the caretaker is will be able to kind of have a respite and go and maybe stay over at the hotel while they make arrangements for someone to care for their loved one.
So that's a good point you just made, Stephanie. It's not always a parent, right?
Correct.
So who else could be a caretaker?
It could be a sibling, a cousin, aunt, grandparent. It could just be, you know, another guardian that was appointed, you know, to the person as their caretaker.
So are these generally people who have been appointed by a court, or it could just be a next of kin?
It could be both. I mean, it could be a sibling. I mean, generally for our respitality program, the person with the disability does need to be living, you know, in a home with whatever person is applying for the respitality program, because it's really designed to give that person, you know, a break from the day-to-day care.
Okay, back to you, Judy. You mentioned the school. Tell me about the school.
The school serves 48 children at this point, and we have children from New York City and throughout Westchester County who attend the school, and they typically are the most medically fragile children. A lot of our children are profoundly disabled and have very significant physical disabilities. And we have a number of individuals who are tube-fed and have other medical needs as well. But that's not true about everybody. We do have a class full of high school students who are out there and in the community and learning. And right now they're learning about how to transition from school to work or school to adult life. And they're learning banking skills and and work skills.
Now, is this school funded by the county or by the state or by the Department of Education?
State Education Department funds them. We're what's called an 853 school, which is a private school. So the districts who feel that they can't provide adequate services for the students send them to us to provide the special ed.
So is this decision made by the district, or is it done at a CSE meeting where it's part of the child's IEP?
It's CSE meeting, and it's a part of the individual educational.
Okay, program. Now is there a limit to the number of students you can take?
We can take up to 60. And right now we're operating at 48, but we do have space for 60 children.
And where do the kids come from?
All over the place. We are serving kids from four boroughs in New York City, as well as we're serving somebody from Valhalla, White Plains.
So they get bused?
Yep.
To where?
The home district buses all of the children to Rye Brook, which is where our school is located.
That sounds like a good program.
It's great. It really is.
So school ends in May or June, and then what happens?
Well, then we have a six-week summer program.
Is that also in Rye Brook?
That's in Rye Brook also. The students in our program are eligible for 12-month services. So it's not like the typical child who goes from September to June. These children go from September to June and then July to mid-August, and then they start up school again in September.
So about 6 weeks over the summer?
Yes.
And the services that they receive over the summer, are they similar to what they get during the year, or is it more recreational?
It's more recreational. We have a pool on our campus, and the children really look forward every summer to swimming. And so therapy occurs in the pool. We have our OT, our occupational therapists and our physical therapists actually work in the school in the pool with the children doing different therapeutic approaches in a little different setting. And we have a big playground out on campus, and so the students are able to get outside and be around, you know, different things and enjoy the outdoor air.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Russo and Judy Katzen from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester about the very fine services they provide. And after we take a short break, we'll talk about how members of the community can access these services. We'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
We're back. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, speaking with Stephanie Russo and Judy Katzen from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. And Judy gave us a fine overview of the tremendous services that are available. And I guess the question is, Stephanie, how do we access these services?
Well, as far as our location, we're located in Rye Brook, and our phone number there is area code 914-937-3800. And as far as accessing services, if it's for our school program, again, as we mentioned, it would be through referral for the CSE. If you do have a child or an adult that you are inquiring about Medicaid service coordination, you can call us. We could help you get into the appropriate program or even refer you to another program in the community if that's what best suits the needs. Also, you can access us by our website, which is www.cpwestchester.org. And on our website, we talk about all of the programs that you heard and talks about different events and different ways that people could get involved with our agency.
Now, do you service anyone? Anyone can call up, or do they have to meet certain income requirements? How does that work?
Well, really, it depends on the different programs. I mean, if someone does have a disability and if they are inquiring about maybe a social recreation program, we have a wheelchair basketball program and the Pioneer Club, which, you know, there's very minimum fees for that. If someone's inquiring about our day program, you know, we primarily are... The participants are funded through Medicaid. However, we do have some people that attend our program that private pay. So it's really a wide range. And, you know, we have, you know, provided some, you know, sliding scales for different services to meet the needs of families.
So there's a fee for some of the services?
Yes.
And then if some people are eligible for Medicaid, Medicaid will pay for it. If they're not, then they'll private pay.
Correct.
And it's one of the jobs of the service coordinator to walk through that with the family?
Yes, and they will also, you know, try to help with the process of applying for Medicaid or seeing if there's other funds out through the state, maybe such as a grant or, you know, other funds that could be applied for to help with the assistance.
And who pays for all the people who work for CPW? Are they all volunteers or are they salaried people?
Well, we have over 300 salaried employees that work in all of our different programs. We also have a large volunteer program where we have kids in high school, through college, graduate school, and then just people who would like to come and, you know, donate their time and services to us. So it's really a wide range.
And you mentioned salaried employees. So the money's got to come from somewhere. Do you guys grow a tree?
No.
So how do you get the money?
Again, it's through the state. It's through...
So you apply for grants
correct.
To the state?
And
okay.
And just funding as part of the rate that we receive through the state Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities or the State Education Department as funding for our programs. In addition, you know, as when we hear about cutbacks and so forth in Medicaid and Medicare, we do supplement by doing a lot of fundraising and grant writing for our programs.
What kind of fundraising events do you have?
We have two major events, which is our golf tournament, and we recently just completed our Taste of Westchester event, which is a food and wine tasting event. And then we have a bowl-a-thon and a walk-a-thon every year. In addition to doing some smaller program fundraising events, which would be a book fair or, you know, maybe different parties and so forth.
So these... I guess throughout the year?
Yes. Yes, they're throughout the year. Our bowl-a-thon is going to be sometime in March. Our walk-a-thon is in May. Our golf tournament is in June. And we just had our Taste of Westchester event in October, which we're anticipating again for next year.
So I guess the next event is the bowl-a-thon?
Yes. And that'll be held at White Plains Bowl. We don't have a date secured yet, but it will be posted on our website shortly.
And is there ever any issue when a person or a child wants to partake in a program that they're not disabled enough?
No, we have a number of integrated programs with children with disabilities and without disabilities. Our preschool is integrated. Our day camp is integrated.
Okay, so there's no threshold where you would ever say, well, sorry, your disability is not severe enough to be in the program.
No, we would never say that.
Okay, so that, I mean, that's good to know because a lot of people think out there that, well, I wouldn't qualify for this because my kid is relatively high functioning. So what I want people to understand is that just ask.
Right. We serve a wide range of individuals with a real range of disabilities, so from very mild to the most profound.
And as you mentioned, some of these programs are integrated, such as the Saturday Explorer program.
Well, the Saturday Explore program is self-contained for right now serving 7 children with autism. But there's
only autistic
in that program. But there's a wide range in the spectrum of abilities within the autism spectrum, and so we have individuals really at all ends of that spectrum.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to wrap up.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Okay, some closing thoughts from Judy Katzen from Cerebral Palsy of Westchester.
Well, Bernie, I just really want to explain our growth mode at Cerebral Palsy of Westchester. We are constantly looking to expand our services and the individuals that we serve. There's such a need out in the community that we're really in a major growth mode right now. We're expanding our residential program. We're developing smaller sites in the community for our day program services, and we're looking to be able to serve individuals in all parts of the county. We're looking north, we're looking south, and we're looking in the river towns, and we're really trying to accommodate everybody out there with a need.
And Stephanie Russo?
I just want to end by saying for please visiting our website and see any of our upcoming events or different ways that you can participate or donate your time to our organization. Again, it's www.cpwestchester.org.
And I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. And we'll see you next Thursday night at 6.05 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230. Good night, everyone.
Your one-stop source for all your gardening questions and needs is Pines Bridge Nursery. It's everything you want and need for your landscape. Plus, on December 9th and December 16th, Santa will be there from noon to 5 p.m. with free treats. Don't forget your camera. Pines Bridge Nursery, 90 Pines Bridge Road, Austin. Call 941-7663.
Here's some information from David Lerner Associates about Apple Hospitality 5 Incorporated. Apple 5 was a real estate investment trust made available only through David Lerner Associates. This closed program began December 11, 2002, at an initial offering price of $10.50 a share. The offering price became $11 on January 10, 2003. Apple 5 was sold on October 5, 2007, at a sale price of $14.05. Although past performance is no guarantee of future results, clients who paid $11 a share on January 10, 2003, and reinvested their dividends over this entire period, received an average annual return of 18.33%. This 18.33% average annual return is the result of reinvested dividends as well as share appreciation. David Lerner Associates Incorporated was the exclusive managing dealer of this program. Our telephone number is 1-800-367-3000. That's 1-800-367-3000. Or we can be reached through our website at davidlerner.com. Member FINRA and SIPC.
In this season of giving, Westchester Community College's fashion merchandising program is giving something of their own. Makeovers for the women residents of White Plains Coachman Family Center. They've teamed up with WestHab, the nonprofit housing agency that provides housing for the homeless, for an ambitious fashion-led outreach initiative called Good Clothes Open All Doors. It's a chance to give those residents something everyone deserves, an opportunity to look their best, and your help is needed too. The Fashion Merchandising Program is looking for donations from clothing companies and beauty and cosmetics companies. Give something back to the community this holiday and help those in need. If you'd like to help the Fashion Merchandising Program's Good Clothes Open All Doors event, call Professor Phyllis Fine at Westchester Community College for more information. 914-606-6996. That's 914-606-6996. It's a wonderful way to spread holiday cheer.
Hi, this is Ross, Senior Marketing Consultant here at WFAS, wishing my beautiful wife Christy, our boy Vinny D. Cat, our nephew Jake, and all of our friends and family a happy holiday.
WFAS. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Rely on us for great music and friendly personalities. Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
Heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so faithful. Thank you.
AM 1230 WFAS. It's Westchester's Soft Favorites. We got 6:44:16 before 7 o'clock here with Tony Reno. And let's find out what's going on with traffic one last time. Here he comes. It's Craig Shankman.
Top of 2 minutes, busy ride, Tony, heading north into Rockland. Thruway north, an accident cleared away right near exit 14 in Spring Valley. I-95 is fine. Hutch northbound is slow up by the Cross County Parkway. Your update is brought to you by Carfax. Did you know that thousands of cars are bought back every year because they're lemons? The first step to avoid buying a used car that was once a lemon is to ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. That's for Craig Shankman on Westchester's Soft Favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
It's official. Stepping Stones Museum for Children has been voted Best Museum for Children by the readers of Greenwich, Westport, and New Canaan Darien magazines and Westchester Family Magazine. What are you waiting for? Your kids deserve the best, so bring them to Stepping Stones Museum for Children. Explore award-winning exhibits, educational programs, and special events designed especially for children. See why parents voted us Best Museum for Children and Families. Play doctor in Healthyville. Go on a rainforest adventure and get wet in Waterscape, the ever-popular exhibit on water and weather. Whether it's your first visit or your 10th, there's always something new and exciting at Stepping Stones. Visit steppingstonesmuseum.org for a calendar of upcoming events. Stepping Stones is perfect for fall days, rainy days, and, oh yes, birthdays too. Stepping Stones Museum for Children in Norwalk, just off exit 14 North and 15 South off I-95.
Looking to improve and restore your home? Having trouble with your existing contractor? Or are you not sure whether you're being quoted a fair price? Reclaim your rights to a fair home improvement estimate with Mayflower Restorations. For 50 years, Mayflower has helped home and business owners make sure they're being quoted the best prices for the restoration or improvement work they may need with professional home inspections. Don't be taken advantage of. Have an estimate from another contractor and feel that estimate might not be fair? For one low consultation fee, Mayflower Restorations will examine that estimate and let you know if the quoted price is fair. It could save you thousands of dollars. So call today, 490-7108. From plumbing, electrical work, structural work, home additions, insulation, painting, and decor, Mayflower provides professional examinations and cost-efficient referrals that have saved people thousands over the past half century. So call Mayflower Restorations today. 490-7108. That's 490-7108.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man.
We interrupt this report for an important news bulletin. You can now purchase original Dell ink and toner at Staples. Now, back to that other thing.
I am pleased for mankind.
Finally, some news to get excited about. Now Staples is the store with the largest selection of original Dell ink and toner, plus a wide selection of Dell computers, printers, and monitors. See it, touch it, take it with you. Staples, that was easy.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
We are launching the first All I Want for Christmas contest.
My name is Jesse Armstrong. What I want for Christmas is a husband for my mom.
His heart was in the right place.
I think we got a winner.
Now, his mom will have a holiday she'll never forget.
Jesse!
And the search for the perfect gift is on.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yo, what's up?
Hello, baby.
Gail O'Grady and Jimmy Jack's Pinchak. All I Want for Christmas premieres this Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Perfect company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite.
1230 WFAS.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just what are we doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. We could just get through it. I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems that times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Are we going wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally be right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. Oh, we could break through it if we could just. I want to.
Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS, White Plains, Westchester, a Cumulus station. It's 7 o'clock.